a picnic and packed ham sandwiches and did not realize at the time that she was quite Jewish and a practicing Jewish lady person. And it ended the relationship rather quickly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I mean, it was a beautiful thing while it lasted.
You can but Greg can tell us about it. You can get a great Italian beef sandwich in Cleveland, right? Isn't that one an Italian beef, or is it corned beef, that place we went to?
Oh, no, sir. Italian beefs are not to be had
I wouldn't think so.
Ohio.
No.
Corned beef.
Corned beef coming out our ears. Corned beef and pierogies are staples.
Oh, yes, pierogies, yeah. That's great.
All right, Greg, ladies and gentlemen, Greg McDonald, our Republican National Convention correspondent.
What a day.
What a day you had yesterday. It was the protesters are now out, aren't they?
It's getting crazier and crazier.
I saw some pictures.
Saw it as we connect the dots from Sunday to Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday, the activity is getting more and more ramped up. There's more protesters. I mean, you guys talked about a little bit yesterday, the Third Eye Blind concert that was coincidentally at the same time at the Rock Hall as the RNC. They were supposed to be playing pro-American anthems to the audience, when instead the lead singer turned around and started slamming their conservative views, supporting gay rights, and downright bashing Trump in the process.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoopsie.
Oops.
So, but I'll tell you what, the police have done an excellent job. I actually ran into the chief of police for Cleveland yesterday. He was right in the middle of the thick of things, watching what was going on.
Did you talk to him? Did you say hello?
I did talk to him. I said hello. I told him he was doing a great job, and he was being distracted by the little piece of microphone or the radio in his ear. So he had to stay on top of things. But if you look at any of the reports coming out of Cleveland and you see the police getting involved and right in the middle of things, they got the white shirts there with the blue shirts and everybody else that's working together to make this all happen.
So were you near the big flag burning thing yesterday, or was that away from you?
No, unfortunately, I was already out of town when the flag burning thing happened. But that was kind of funny, though, because what we saw was that a protester set fire to the American flag.
Yeah.
And then in the process of setting it on fire, he set himself on fire.
Oopsie.
Oops.
And then an officer stepped in to try to extinguish the flame, so he kind of cowered around the fire, which then set another protester on fire.
Oh, no.
That's right.
So they ended up making a few more arrests. But to give you an idea of what's happening, I think there's been 24 arrests now.
That's nothing.
No, it's nothing. And 17 of those were made yesterday. And to give you an idea of what Cleveland was preparing for, they actually went in, cleaned the slates of our local courts so they would be available at a moment's notice to take in anybody that was coming from this, and extended the hours. They are open from 4 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
All during the convention.
21 hours a day.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of people sitting around doing nothing in the court.
And that's a good thing. That's great.
It is a good thing. It is a good thing.
How
no matter what Ted Cruz tries to incite the anger of the Republican convention.
Wasn't that something?
Courts are still empty.
Oh, wasn't that something last night? That was something.
Oh, so now you're going down there again today, right?
I am going down. I'm actually going into the convention tonight, so I will have the opportunity to hear all the events, and including Mr. Trump, speak tonight firsthand.
Tell me a little bit about yesterday again. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump around. You were we kind of made you an assignment to meet famous people, or did you? Who all have you met now at the including the chief of police of Cleveland? Who all else have you talked to?
Well, probably the most significant personality that you might say would be David Muir from ABC News.
Oh, really?
Huh.
And as we were walking through the crowd, I wasn't really sure who he was, but he had a lot of makeup on his face, and a lot of women were snuggling up against him, so I figured it was somebody important.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
I took a picture, sent it over to my wife, and she goes, "Oh, that's David Muir. He's hot." So I asked him if I could take a picture, and sure enough,
yeah.
Posted that on Twitter, and all of a sudden my Twitter fan base has, like, tripled because I have David Muir out there.
You're up to 12 now. Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't put that on Mr. Groggles, did you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, see, that's his Twitter thing. It's Mr.
Groggles.
Mr. Groggles.
That's cool.
I don't know what that means, actually.
We probably don't want to know either. But it's my understanding that the bicycle police have been very, very effective, haven't they?
Extremely effective. I mean, one of the protests that I was involved in, I happened to be down in Public Square, they had a group called Wall Off Trump, and they were stretching a simulated wall through public square, and then they decided to jump into the streets. And as soon as they jumped into the streets, it was like this battalion of 40 bicycle cops just appeared out of nowhere, one from the left flank.
Really?
One from the flank, and they came in to really just keep them focused and keep them in the space that they needed to be in.
Plus, they didn't want the demonstrators to get injured either, so it was a safety issue, really.
Right, but the police presence is very impressive, and it's a good thing. I mean, everything is working out fairly well. The only negative thing I saw from the police was there was a traffic cop directing traffic, and somebody pulled up and asked, you know, can you tell me how to get to a certain place? And the cop looked at the lady and said, no, ma'am, I'm from Chicago.
All right, now, Greg, give us an idea here what is actually going on the ground there around the arena. How many streets are closed? How many particular blocks are closed off to let people walk in the street, like a Bourbon Street type atmosphere or a Beale Street type atmosphere in New Orleans or Memphis?
The actual streets that are closed off to all traffic, it's about a dozen. There's about a dozen streets, primarily around the Q and around the public square.
The Q being Quicken Arena.
Off. Yeah, they're right. They're all open to the pedestrian traffic and the pedestrian traffic only. However, the parking ban that's in effect on all city streets goes for about 40 square blocks.
Wow. Tell me a little bit, and I mentioned Bourbon Street and Beale Street. Give me a little bit about the atmosphere. Are restaurants and bars having like stands and things for all? How many people are walking the streets? Are there too many people, or is it just people walking around and with their own water, or are they buying sodas and beer off the street or anything like that? Is it a party?
So a couple of things. No, there are not open containers on the street. They have not allowed that to happen. They have opened the bars and allowed the bars to be open until 4 a.m. when they typically close at 1 or 2.
Hmm.
So they're trying to address the group. But what I have seen is that the crowd is very concentrated in the area of the convention center. You see where the media has set up on a street we call East 4th, and it's kind of a walking pedestrian.
Yeah, that's where I saw the pictures on television and
commentators
from you.
And stuff.
And I didn't know if the commentators were there, if that's where all the people are just going up there to, like, Gein on TV or something like that.
That is the nucleus of all the people. So that area where they're broadcasting from sits a block and a half from Public Square and a block and a half from the arena. So there's an incredible number of people there. However, if you get off into our warehouse district or the flats district or the other parts of downtown where they still have the parking bans in place, but they don't necessarily have the crowds that you're seeing downtown. Some of the restaurant owners and bar owners have been horribly disappointed at the response because they're staying open till 4 o'clock, and in fact, the streets are rolling up at midnight.
Hmm. Well, I was wondering if the people who have businesses in the parking ban area that isn't actually where the flow of pedestrian traffic is, if that's got to be killing business, isn't it? I mean, not just from midnight to 4 a.m., but I'm talking about from like all the way from the noon to midnight.
Well, depending on the business and what they're in the business of doing, yes, and especially not so much in that in the downtown area by that East 4th area where everything is happening in Public Square. Those businesses are making a killing on it. But you go just a few blocks off, people are so concerned, and the media has done such a good job at addressing the potential issues in Cleveland, you know, really expecting or planning for the worst but hoping for the best. You don't have that traffic coming into downtown unless they have to be there for the convention. So as a result, those businesses that are outlying are really not seeing a lot. Matter of fact, I'll tell you, from a traffic standpoint, I'm getting from my office in the suburbs to the other side of town in less time than I would on a normal work day. Because there just aren't people driving on the streets. They're staying away from downtown, letting the convention do it.
Let's hear it for those.
Let's hear it for that. How about that? Good traffic always brings applause.
I know. I got a real quick question for you. Any news on the Norwalk virus that affected some of the...
Norovirus?
Norovirus. I'm sorry. It's Norwalk. It's a norovirus. Okay. Have you heard any more about that?
What, what we saw is that it did hit the delegation from California staying at one of the water parks out in Sandusky.
Ah.
However, they have not been able to determine that it came from that Sandusky water park. They think they brought it in with them from California. So just another horse. California should probably fall off.
All right, quick question. Are you going to get a chance to meet Mr. Trump? Or who? Are you sitting in the delegation tonight, or are you up and around in the seating area?
You watch the show tonight. I'll be the guy that tries to storm the stage about two-thirds into his interview.
Well, if you do, I'll buy you a cold drink if you do.
you'll need to answer that bail call at about 2 in the morning.
I'd say you're right. From the Secret Service.
Hey, Greg, we appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to tomorrow, okay?
We'll talk to you then.
Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
That's Greg McDonald, our Cleveland correspondent at the Republican National Convention, doing a great job. And I hope we can get his pay approved.
We get his pay approved and get his bail figured out. We'll be back on the WFIW Morning Show after this. Stick around. News coming up.